Little Orphan Annie by James Whitcomb Riley. Little Orphan Annie's come to our house to stay, and wash the cups and saucers up, and brush the crumbs away, and shoo the chickens off the porch, and dust the hearth and sweep, and make the fire and bake the bread, and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when supper things is done, we sit around the kitchen fire and has the mostest fun, a-listenin' to the witches' tales that Annie tells about, and the goblins that get ya if you don't watch out. Once there was a little boy wouldn't say his prayers, and when he went to bed at night, away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler, and his daddy heard him bawl, and when they turned the kivvers down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room, and cubby hold and press, and they seeked him in the chimney flue, and everywheres, I guess. But all they ever found was this his pants and roundabout, and the goblins'll get ya if ye don't watch out. And one time a little girl had always laugh and grin, and make fun of every one and all her blood and kin. And once when there was company, and old folks was there, she mocked 'em, and she shocked 'em, and she said she didn't care. And this as she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide, there was two great big black things a-standin' by her side. And they snatched her through the ceilin', for she knew'd what she's about, and the goblins'll get ya if ye don't watch out. And little orphan Annie says, when the blaze is blue, and the lamp wick sputters, and the wind goes woo, and you hear the crickets quit, and the moon is gray, and the lightning bugs in dew is all squenched away, you better mind your parents, and your teachers fond and dear, and cherish them at loved ones, and dry the orphan's tear, and help the poor and needy ones a-clustered all about, or the goblins'll get ya if ye don't watch out.